Most filmmakers will tell you that coming up with a great idea for a movie is only a beginning, and that most of a would-be auteur's time is spent trying to raise money. Sad but true, and many an idea has died on the vine. The first annual Hawaii Film Challenge is an international screenwriting contest for 10 to 12 minute short film scripts that hopes to find and develop projects that deserve an audience. Kara Fujita Jovic is the creative director of Hawaii Film Challenge 2017, and she's with us in our studio. Good morning, Kara.
Good morning.
This is the first time you've done this, right?
Yes, it is. So it's the inaugural year.
What is it that you're doing?
Well, what we're doing is we're having a call out for 10 to 12 minute film scripts, so they can be of any genre, so set anywhere in the world. Mm-hmm. And it's an international challenge, so the top three winning scripts are going to be fully produced here in Hawaii, with one of the winners being completely dedicated to Hawaii team.
So your script could be set anywhere, but it needs to be shot here.
It needs to be shot here. And all of the script writers who are submitting would have a core team of director, DP, sound, and editor. So the two international teams would be flown, that core team would be flown to Hawaii for the film production.
And when you see, say, for instance, DP and editor, do you mean union certified, How does one certify a DP
or
an editor?
I mean, ideally, we're working on the details right now, but ideally it would be a mixed set depending on the script, particularly because two out of the three teams will be coming internationally. Mm-hmm. And it is going to be kind of a creative challenge just to do 10 full days of filming and post-production.
But essentially, you provide a director of photography, you, the writer, provide a director of photography, and you folks provide a camera.
Yes, exactly. So the idea is that we're going to be supporting three creative teams of director, DP, sound, and editor, providing all the equipment. We'll be pre-screening and doing the casting, location scouting, but we'll provide supportive crew as well if needed to the three teams.
So your task as creative director is to review a great many scripts, right?
Yes, exactly. So the official dates of the film challenge will be announced during the March 15th official deadline for submissions. Our early bird closes on March 15th, and then the scripts are being accepted through May 15th. But we have people in the film industry, in arts, and we're also looking at the literary community in Hawaii to be vetting the scripts. So there'll be a team looking at all of the scripts that are coming in.
Any idea the kind of thing that is sort of that you're going to be seeing a lot of?
We hope to actually see a huge variety of scripts because we are open to any genre, whether it's narrative or experiential. We had someone contact us recently saying, is it okay that my entire story takes place in one room? Mm-hmm. So we're actually hoping to get a variety of different types of stories.
It's okay with you if the action takes place in a single room?
Yes, definitely. I think one of our goals is to choose the scripts based on merit, but to have a nice cross-section of different genres. And so whether it takes advantage of Hawaii's beautiful beaches and mountains, or if it's set like an urban Chinatown, yeah. We're really looking for a variety of stories.
One would certainly be tempted to, if you're going to shoot in Hawaii, to get a beach in there at some point, right?
Yeah, exactly. So we've been getting a lot of questions of, does my story have to take place at the beach? And our answer is no. I mean, we're sure we're going to get a lot of those as well. But we're really focused on having good storytelling because we are having, you know, pretty challenging in 10 days to complete this. So we're looking at 2 to 3 days of pre-production, then maybe 7 days, 4 to 7 days of filming with post-production included.
Is it a common sort of shortcoming of script submissions that they're not as shootable as the filmmakers think they will be?
Yes, for sure. That's why I think we're getting a mix of people who, you know, have never done this before versus people who have maybe been more on the commercial side of the industry and just have passion mm-hmm. projects or stories they want to tell. So one of the directions we put on our site is, you know, ideally you would have maybe 3 to 5 main characters, and one of the criteria is going to be, is can it actually be produced during that time?
And so if you have a lot of exteriors, keep in mind that with 5 days shooting, you might get 3 rainy days.
Right, exactly. So we're trying a lot, you know, one rain day here and there to compensate for that. But and also, you know, it's a huge challenge, so it's going to be a lot of fun and rewarding. But, you know, that core team really does need to fulfill their roles on set.
Yeah. So if you have a chariot race, it should probably take place off camera, for example.
Right? Exactly. Exactly.
Well, that is a tricky aspect of writing a movie script, because it takes a certain amount of technical knowledge as to what it takes and how long shots take. I think a lot of new filmmakers are surprised by how long a setup can take.
Yeah, exactly. So I think that's why we're partnering with Salt and Air Studios and Hawaii Camera, who's providing the equipment, as well as Kinetic Studios, where we're most likely going to do post-production. So we are going to have people on our team that have experience. So there's this kind of beautiful, you know, whether they're new to the industry or they have a lot of experience, collaboration with people who have been in the industry for a while. So there's a mentorship aspect too.
Which sounds like, from the writer's point of view, that you really could, if your idea were strong enough, get it to fruition if you got the right people around you.
Yes, for sure. And I think that's the challenge, really, is, you know, we can have these really great, amazing stories, but the inspiration for this is how hard it is to bring that to life. You really need a whole team behind you. So I think all of us are very passionate about filmmaking, so it should be both challenging and fun.
You know, I'm sort of a legator. When I was first falling in love with cinema, was the birth of the so-called auteur theory, where it was the strong-willed individual who got movies made. And I think people who grew up behind that are surprised when they go out and make their first movie and find out that they're pretty helpless on their own, right?
Right, exactly. I mean, you can have a vision, but then there's so much that comes together to bring that vision to life. And that's where, you know, both the challenges and the rewards, I think, come in, is just, you know, how do you have that vision and stay true to it while being open to other ideas and collaborating with people?
You know, one of the things that we were talking earlier about what you could do here in Hawaii, this, you could easily make Hawaii be Mars, right?
Right, right.
Old Chinatown would offer you any number of, you could do period pieces, couldn't you?
Right, exactly. I think that's the thing that a lot of people are not aware of outside of Hawaii that we're hoping this challenge will bring to life is, you know, we have such a beautiful landscape, but we're also, Honolulu's a major city, and we have people from all over the world here. So I think it's this beautiful combination of staying true and respectful, you know, to what exists in Hawaii. And then when we're interacting with people outside of Hawaii, making sure that that's, you know, a mutually respectful, you know, collaborative experience. So we're creating things together. And I think that all of us have that kind of in our heart with this challenge.
That's been a difficulty for filmmakers in the past, sort of knowing what true Hawaiian traditions are, right?
Right, exactly. So I do think there's an educational piece to this as well, because all of us are born and raised here. You know, we have someone on our team who's native Hawaiian. So just, you know, making sure that while we do this, we're doing it in the right way. And I think it's really important to get out what Hawaii really is and what Hawaii is really like, because I don't think you often see that in the media.
What kind of ballpark estimate do you have of how many scripts you're going to be looking at in the next few months?
To be honest, we're prepared to have thousands and thousands of scripts, but we're happy, honestly, if we get, you know, three amazing stories. So I think we know this is our first year, and we're kind of prepared, you know, depending if we get a lot or not a lot. I think we're just hoping to get a good variety of scripts.
You're going to have a team of readers that you're going to need to have standing by, right?
Yes, exactly, exactly. So that's kind of what we're working on behind the scenes. We already have our core team together, but we just want to be prepared for a huge influx, which would be amazing.
Well, I think you could get some really exciting results, Kara.
Yeah, I think so too.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much.
Kara Fujita Jovic is the creative director of Hawaii Film Challenge 2017. It's an international screenwriting contest. Three winners will be provided airfare and lodging for their creative team, as well as casting, production staff, and equipment support for a 10-day shoot and production experience here in Hawaii. Details are on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.